Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Leslie Grossman is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. Leslie is the author of Link Out. That's her new book, Link Out, How to Turn Your Network into a Chain of Lasting Connections. Also, Salesations, how companies can capture today's hottest market, and she's a very important leader, ladies and gentlemen, in the marketplace. And as the co-founder of Women's Leadership Exchange, she's a world-class Vistage chair, helping dozens of small business owners with their best foot forward. We're talking about some of the things that she says we can learn from, and I agree with her, from Marcus Lemonis, the prophet. I'm still kind of jealous of him, Leslie. I don't watch the show because I'm jealous of him. I mean, I should have come up with that. You or I should have come up with that idea. Either one of us could have done what he's doing.
Yeah, but
I'm so jealous. I don't like him, Leslie. I don't like it. Anyway, but he comes up. You say he came up with it with the idea of don't successful people always boil things down to their base component. I love the razor. Right. Remember Occam's razor? You know, I love Occam's razor. The simplest solution is the best. Usually the best one. You know, I like that. And most people that I know who are really successful don't have a lot of electrons swirling around their head. There's only two or three or four fundamentals that they pay attention to, aren't there?
That's absolutely right. So if you can boil it down and make it simple, people will remember it.
Right.
And they might even do it.
Right. Oh, exactly right. So people, process, product. We talked about the people in the last segment. I don't know if you have any more. We talked about the internal employee people. We didn't talk about the external people. But the thing is if you believe that the internals, the employees, are number one, and I kind of think they are because they're the people who and I hate to use this word, but it's the best one now. For now, connect with customers.
That's right. That's right.
The external customer, the ones with the money.
Right. Exactly. And the thing that he says about actually, and between the two, I think that he believes that the internal person people have an edge over the customer because having the right people in the right roles is crucial, and then they. If you provide a nurturing environment for people, they will treat your customers
right.
And they will, if they're treated well, they'll treat the customers well.
Well, and you know, I've always said that the ding in branding is when people want something, and they something about your company pops into their head. And I've always said that one of your goals should be for one of those images to be one of your employees.
Yes.
I'm going to go let Bob help me with this or Sue or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they're one of your employees. And it's so cool to see an employee have a direct relationship with a customer. And they don't even know who the owner is.
Right.
Maybe something like that. So what about process? Talk to us about that.
Well, he says that really the process for creating, delivering and selling the product is what everyone has to look at and consider. How are you creating it? Are you creating it in the most effective way if it's a real product? Or even if it's a service, how are you delivering that product? And then how are you selling that product? Mm-hmm. Those are like the three pieces of the process. And often if we go back and look at our process, it can be better. We can do a better job of creating it mm-hmm. if it's a real product. How are we delivering it? Are we delivering it effective? And then, of course, the selling is the marketing of it. You know, so those are the three pieces of that that have to be evaluated. And often we're not doing that in the most effective way.
Say those again, one, two, three.
Creating, delivering, and selling the product.
Mm-hmm.
That is the three pieces of process. And he evaluates that. When you watch the show, you'll see how he takes apart that for every company, which is why I like watching this, because I learn, you know, you don't learn from TV that much anymore.
Right.
And as a business owner, I'm actually learning every show I watch.
Well, good.
And it's really...
Well, do you think, as you work with your folks, with InVistage, as you work with your CEOs, do you feel like process is one of the missing elements in a lot of their discoveries?
I'd say it can always be there's always a way of doing it better. You know,
I just think that even though everyone has processes, I just think it's one of those things that people don't actually put a handle on and think about it as a process. You see what I mean? They just kind of go through they just do it. They don't actually, they're not really aware of the fact that this is a component, this is a factor, this is a defining element of your business.
You're absolutely right. And it's something that we need to go back and look at. And say, what is my process? Mm-hmm. Is there a better way?
A delivery process, or an accounting process, or a cash flow process. Whatever. There's some. We used to call it logic. Back when I was in corporate world, anything like that, we called it logic, like compensation logic, or delivery logic, or something like that.
Right. Exactly. So, and looking at everything. I mean, even one of the things that he often finds when he goes into businesses, is he finds that people have all this space that they're paying for, and they are actually wasting space. They have unnecessary inventory.
Right.
They have unprofitable locations.
That's part of it. Hey, hold on to that thought, Leslie. We'll take a quick break, folks. Right back with Leslie Grossman after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.